After a tough three-week road stretch, the Broncos finally got home to familiar territory. But the result on Sunday against the Patriots wasn't what they wanted. A fifth straight loss. Back-to-back games giving up more than 40 points. This is very unfamiliar territory for the Broncos players and their fans.
Same set, same play. Lewis runs. Aqib Talib has him, and Lewis drags the veteran corner into the end zone.
I mean, I'm at a loss, man. I'm confused. I'm embarrassed. I'm frustrated. I'm not gonna lie, it's not easy to come to work whenever you're losing, but you just gotta wake up in the morning and think, hey, you know, we gotta try to figure out how we can be the best we can possibly be today. Like, try to win the day, you know, try to win every single day. And then eventually it'll turn over to wins on Sundays.
Brady in the pocket, pats the ball again, pats it again, throws a ball that will be caught. That is a touchdown to Dwayne Allen.
It's still a good football team, but the record and the way we're playing right now is not a clear indicator of that. You know, we got a good football team in us, but what we put out there is a bad football team. What we put out there last week is a bad football team. As tough as this one is, as tough as last week's loss is, I feel, you know, I still have some positive vibes with me. I still have positive vibes with me. We still have daylight. Still have a lot of light at the end of the tunnel.
Brady in the pocket, quick throw, left side is almost intercepted at the 35-yard line, incomplete. And that was Bradley Roby.
I think we're just in a rough patch right now. And the only thing you can do is work your way out of it. Just pay attention to the details. Just keep working hard and just keep believing and just keep going to the next day.
You got to have pride in yourself, pride in your name, and being able to still compete. I mean, I'm a fighter. I ain't going to quit, and I don't expect anybody else on this team to quit.
I think we're frustrated right now, but I think we're also going to come to work ready to work. I don't think we're going to, you know, put our heads down or hang our hats. I think we just have to come ready to work. I think the season's still in front of us, and we still have to be ready to work.
The Broncos defense definitely isn't used to giving up this many points, especially in back-to-back games. But the good news is that the Bengals come to town. A struggling Bengals team with the 31st ranked offense in the NFL might be a good place to start for this Broncos team, especially after this tough stretch. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.